Murder Friends, to a very special episode of Under the Influence of True Crime. I'm Em, and I am here today with my favorite person in the whole entire world, with my Grams. Grams, say hi.
Hi, Emily. You're my favorite, too.
I knew it, and now it's on record. Now it's on record that I'm your favorite. So we're just going to talk. We don't have any topic in mind. Kate's going to join us in a little bit, timing-wise. Her schedule just didn't work out to be here currently, but hopefully she'll hop on a little bit later. But we're just going to have a conversation, okay?
Okay.
Well, so do you want to talk about, we were reading, because I was here all week, and we were reading stories, ghost stories from Key West, right?
That's right.
Because you used to live there, right?
That's right.
When did you live there?
In the 80s.
In the 80s?
Uh-huh. 19 and 80s.
Did you see any ghosts there?
There was some ghost stories there, yes.
Do you remember any of them?
Around the fort, the Army fort. And I had a little son. My little son, he loved to play around that fort because he was always chasing the soldiers.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, that was fun for all of us.
What were you guys doing down there? You were down there with Grandpa John, right?
Yes. He was working down there and me and Jeff was playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long were you guys there?
3 solid years and some part years. 5 part years.
Okay. And then you came back here?
Mm-hmm. Came back to Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
We had an exciting life.
Yeah. What else did you guys do? What was the most exciting thing that you and Grandpa John did together?
Well, I don't know if you call it exciting, but we like to camp out. Mm-hmm. We like to camp out a lot. And that's what we always look for the most. We camped out, and then we would go to the Hatonka State Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would go to a lot of parks because we like the parks to park our RV.
And so you were staying in RVs and parking, and then were you hiking, going on trails?
Not too much hiking. John's back was bad, and we didn't do a whole lot of that, but we did some.
Good.
Some hiking. We liked fine water streams and see what color rocks they had and stuff like that.
Did you know I have a rock collection?
No.
I have a rock collection. I love rocks. I have probably...
From the country?
From everywhere. I stole some rocks from your driveway today.
I got some pretty rocks. It was downstairs. Did you see those fancy rocks?
I didn't. I'll go look at them. I stole downstairs. Some rocks. Yesterday I went down and put pennies on the train tracks and stole some rocks from down there too.
Yeah. Jeff loved rocks.
Yeah.
And that's where those come from downstairs. It was from his rock collection.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. What else do you want to talk about? Here's a question for you that I've never asked you before, because that would have been around the same time that, like, a lot of serial killers were being caught. Do you remember, like, any of those, Ted Bundy or...
I'm not quite that old.
No, because that was in the 70s.
Oh,
that was the 70s. Yeah, and so was Dennis Rader, who was in Wichita, Kansas. Do you remember any of that happening?
Mm-hmm. No. Didn't have TV.
Right.
And couldn't get reception where we lived.
Gotcha.
At the lake.
Gotcha. Okay. Don't remember any of that going
no,
on.
No, I don't remember any of that going on.
I didn't call James. You old. Tell us about that.
Well, over by Kearney,
mm-hmm.
Excelsior Springs, mm-hmm. over in that vicinity, we would take our company when we come to Richmond and to see the people in that. And Frank James's house. Frank James was still alive then. That was Jesse James's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And he was around, and he would let the young boys, like Jeff, about 8 years old, hold his rifle, his gun, for a little while to take a picture.
Yeah.
So we would go over there pretty often, because then everybody come to visit from South Missouri wanted to go see Frank James's home. And grandma's, their mama's rocking chair was still in there. I don't know if they're still open for tourists or not.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what I did. You know, speaking of Jesse James, do you remember when I was up here for my 21st birthday and my friend Sunny was with me and we went to the old cemetery because that's where the guy who shot Jesse James is buried and I went to try to find him.
Did you find him?
I didn't find
him. Didn't find it? Maybe no, it was over around Brumley.
Yeah.
Seems like I can think of it being over that way.
Yeah. We gotta, gotta find it.
We should be able to.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What else? What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Do you have any other fun stories?
Fun stories?
Yeah, tell us a fun story.
I don't know about them fun stories. Sometimes they're best left.
We get you in trouble.
They get in trouble with them.
We're going to get in trouble.
We're going to get in trouble anyway, so. I don't know. We do a lot of giggling sometimes.
We do. I know. I think you know most of my stories. I don't think I have any secrets from you. I think you know all of my stories.
Well, I'll have to start thinking of some secrets for you.
Oh, you have some secrets? Tell me a secret. You don't have any secrets?
Not before I read them over.
Oh, make sure that they're...
Yeah.
They're worth telling?
Yeah.
Make sure you're not going to get in too much trouble?
You know, you don't get in too much trouble when you turn 86.
No.
And then you go way back to the other stories, and we've had lots of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of fun.
What's the most fun thing that you've done?
I love to dance to country music.
You love country music. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when we took you to the Willie Nelson concert? Oh, no, not Willie Nelson. Hank Williams Jr.
Yes, I remember that. I never will forget that. No, that was fun.
That was fun, and we kept you out until like 3 in the morning.
I know, that was not fun.
It was fun for us.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Kind of, only a little bit fun.
Yeah, except I don't stay out that late anymore.
I know, well...
And one of the big things I have a lot of fun with is my little great-great.
Izzy. Yep, I've talked about
it. We had lots of fun.
Mm-hmm. And we got to talk to her the other day, didn't we?
Yes,
we did. We video chatted with her, so you can say hi.
Uh-huh. Well, she was riding her bike.
Yep, I think Tiffany listens, so we can say hi to Tiffany.
That did?
Yeah. And when you were in Ozark, and you and my Uncle Mike had the shop, what did you guys do there?
What did we do there? We had a sewing room, and we would do a lot of custom sewing for homes.
Yeah.
Window coverings and slipcovers.
Did you have any weird things that people asked you to make for them?
No.
No?
Not too. Okay. No, they would take quilts and want a chair covered out of this old quilt, and that was a little hard to do because of the bad places we had to cut around and stuff. And it was worth doing, though. It was really pretty when we got through with it. It was a bedroom chair.
We'd have more fun if Kate was here, but she's working still.
Really?
Yeah. I'll text her.
Does she have a lot of conversations?
She does. She's more fun than I am.
Oh, you're with your great grandma.
Okay, I texted her. We'll see. She's at work right now, but hopefully she'll be able to hop on.
So we can call, we can do it again sometime.
Yeah.
We can do it again.
Well, you want to do it again with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, okay, tell me another story from Key West.
From Key West?
Yeah.
Well, we always like to go out on the glass-bottom boat over the reefs.
So you could see everything
you
underneath it?
You could see everything that was down there. And we would see the grouper fish, and we could put the bait down and into the water, and we would see the mouth opening up. Come on, just a little bit further, just a little bit further. And we could see when that
You were teasing the fish.
Teasing the fish is what we were doing, and we had a lot of fun doing that. And we caught a lot of different kinds of fish.
Yum. That's fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we went to all the tourist places.
Which one was your favorite?
The glass bottom boat.
The glass bottom boat was your favorite?
Yeah. We went to fish. We fished a lot from our boat.
Yeah. But did you have a boat or was it one that someone else had?
No, we had a boat.
You guys did? Was it a glass bottom?
No.
Oh.
It could have been made that way, I guess. No, it was the same color. Do you remember my blue convertible?
Uh-huh.
The same color. John painted the boat the same color as the car.
That's fun.
And yeah, it was fun. We pulled it behind the car.
Yeah, behind the convertible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
We took Michael with us one trip because we wanted him. That's when we were staying down there.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted him to drive the car so him and little Jeff would ride in the car. So one part we got lost in Nashville, Tennessee. We lost them. We was in the front pulling the truck and the RV. That scared me. But we found the back. And you know that was the time. That was the same time that not Jack Kennedy, but his brother was shot.
John Kennedy?
Not John F., but his brother.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you remember that happening?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the reason I remembered is because they had people out in the middle of the streets selling papers.
Mm-hmm. And that you were in Nashville when that happened?
We were, yes, in Nashville.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Are there any other, like, what's the like, biggest thing in history you think you've lived through? Or the most memorable thing that you've lived through?
Well, that was pretty scary, strenuous.
Mm-hmm.
We lived through a tornado or a hurricane in Key West.
Oh, really?
A lot of people left, but we didn't leave. And it flooded a lot of things. Jeff was going from trailer to trailer. In his little boat, rubber boat. It was about knee deep in the trailer court.
Yeah.
That was about as high as I wanted to go. There was deeper spots, but the trailer court was kind of a high spot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what year was that hurricane in?
Oh, I guess close to 85.
85.
I don't know for sure. I can't
remember. Why did you guys not evacuate?
John said it wasn't going to mount anything. Proved him wrong.
Yeah.
But our house, it didn't hurt our house.
That's good. That's
got
good.
Up to the door, you know, the steps like at Sherry's RV. It probably was about 3 steps up. And it didn't get in the house.
Didn't get in the house, though.
No.
Oh, he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Then he was fine.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I like to fish.
Yeah.
And we did have a lot of fun fishing with our neighbor down at Key West. And it was fun to live there.
Yeah. You guys didn't stay there very long, though. You guys came back here?
John was there 11 years.
Oh, wow.
Off and on, see. Mm-hmm. Everything was because we couldn't live permanently in our RV court with Jeff to go into school. That made it permanent. So we couldn't stay there and until we bought our own. I come home about 3 years and worked from Camdenton and that area. And he stayed down there because of his health.
Right.
His fingers, he had arthritis real bad. And he could handle the cold.
Yeah.
He come back here and he could handle the cold in the summertime.
Right.
Yeah. So then in the winter, I would take my vacation and go down there. And Jeff stayed with his favorite sister.
So that he could go to school?
So he could go to school in Camden then.
Gotcha. So Grandpa John stayed in Key West because he couldn't handle the winters here?
Uh-huh.
Was he working when he was in Key West all
yes,
the time?
Yes, he was a body mechanic.
Oh, he was able to do that still? Mm-hmm. That's good.
There was a shop named Dennis Wilson. Dennis mm-hmm. Wilson's Body Shop. And Dennis Wilson was from Kabul.
Yeah.
Missouri? Is it Missouri or Arkansas? Kabul.
I don't remember. I'm not sure.
It's down in the hills of, mm-hmm. could have been Arkansas, but I think it's Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And he had moved down to Key West to open that shop?
No, Dennis Wilson owned the shop.
Gotcha.
And he worked.
Gotcha. Was it hard to... Because that would have been, if he was down there 11 years, that would have been, that's a long time. Was it hard with you being here him being down there?
No, he'd come home pretty often.
Yeah, and you would
once
go down
a month
there.
On the, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd take about once a month and come home for the weekend, and it wasn't that bad.
That's good.
I lived close to Vicky.
Yeah. You wouldn't get sick of him that way. He made you mad, you could send him back to Key West.
Yeah. Put a hole in the bottom of the boat.
Are you gonna confess to a murder right now?
No. But it was really fun fishing on the ocean.
Yeah. That sounds like fun. Did you guys go pretty deep into the ocean, or did you stay close to the
land? No, we went halfway to Cuba.
Oh, wow.
Cuba was 90 miles.
90 miles
from the southernmost part of Key West.
Right.
So we would go about 45 miles out, and that's where that big army fort was at. Fort Jefferson, maybe?
Fort Jefferson? I
forget those things.
Between Key West and Cuba?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
The halfway between, 45 miles. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
So, but we couldn't go. We weren't allowed to Cuba. But
right.
We'd fish around that old fort, and it was fun.
That's good. Yeah. Did you guys do that a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
That's about what we done for recreation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because It's a very small island, isn't it? Only a couple miles wide, Key West?
Yeah, it's like 4 miles radius.
Mm-hmm.
About all the way around.
So you said there wasn't a lot to do in Key West besides fish?
Oh, I imagine there's plenty to do. There's art, lots of artwork.
And yeah.
Writers.
Well, yeah, that one of those ghost stories we read was about an artist.
Uh-huh. Ernest Hemingway,
mm-hmm.
Tennessee Williams.
Yeah.
He was a writer. He wasn't a singer.
Yeah.
Eat out was always a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You could. And they had the most beautiful sunsets in the world there.
Yeah.
You go down there for one thing, you come back with 10 others because we'd go down to see the sunset, but then there was all these art things down. People were selling their treasures.
Yeah.
And it was a big change from Missouri.
I bet, yeah. Which did you like better, living here or living there?
Oh, I couldn't give up living here because all my family was here.
Yeah.
And I'd get homesick.
Yeah.
And my mother.
So was Grandpa John's family all here too? Or did he have family
Bolivar.
Down in?
Bolivar was his family.
Gotcha.
David Kim was there, John's stepson.
In Key West?
Uh-huh. We took David and Kirby.
Yeah.
And Susie and Tammy.
Mm-hmm. So he had people down there and up here.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
It's just that our boy, David, him and Tammy and Erica,
mm-hmm.
they moved when we moved. And then later, Kirby and Susie moved down there. They stayed longer than we did.
Yeah.
When John retired, then he could come back to Missouri.
Okay, so we're back, and this time we're joined by Kate.
It's true.
She's here. She made it. So what you missed, Kate, we were just chatting about how Grams used to live in Key West, and we were talking about that a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, she yelled at me because she was calling her old earlier, so you'll have fun listening to that audio when it comes out.
I love it.
But anyway, I'm glad you were able to hop on. We just wanted to see if you had any questions for her while we're here.
Okay, so I guess I was mostly curious what, like, time frames were sticking between also to tailor my questions a little bit.
Yeah, really anything. We talked a lot about Key West, which was in the 80s, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's really all that we've talked about. I asked her if she remembered, like, Ted Bundy and Dennis Rader, and she said that I was calling her old. So,
I mean, Ted Bundy was in the 70s.
That's
what I said. And
BTK, I didn't know.
BTK didn't get caught until, like, what, 2003?
Yeah, 2003, I think.
Yeah.
I skipped those years.
She just skipped it. That wasn't a part of her mind at all.
My Gigi is like that. She didn't like to focus on those times.
No, it's fine. I did call Mom, and she said that you might have remembered, like, some murders that happened at the lake. Do you remember anything like that at Lake of the Ozarks?
No.
No? Dang, Ram.
You're not getting crime. Yeah, I was like, you're not going to get a crime aspect here.
It's fine.
No, it was...
You focus on the good stuff?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. You're gonna love listening to the conversation we had. We talked about Key West. It was so fun. We had so much fun.
It's beautiful.
I tried to get her to share secrets with me, and she didn't go for it.
No secrets?
You are tricky.
Not the first time I've been told that.
No. Not the first time on this podcast either that I've been told that. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's all that we've really talked about. If you had anything, we're really fun. We're just chit-chatting a little bit.
Yeah,
Nothing too crazy.
I mean, I guess most of my questions started out with, like, where did you grow up when you were, like, a kid? Like, where you spent most of your time?
The Lake of the Ozarks.
Born and raised.
No, I was born in Texas.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. And Electra.
Okay.
And then I was, Dad had a cattle ranch, and we...
How long were you in Texas for?
Until I was about a year old.
I did not know that.
And then we moved to Arkansas, Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Dale was born in there, so that was my baby brother.
Dale was the baby of the family.
Yeah. Right. And then from there... We lived on Route 66 out of Rolla, Missouri. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dad was a farmer, and he moved a lot until we bought our own farm, and that was down close to Belle, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finished school out there
in
Camden. Then.
What year did you graduate from Camden?
I graduated from Camden. I didn't graduate though.
Oh, right. Yeah. But that's where you went to school at. Yeah.
Okay. I like the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
What year did you guys get the farm?
In 45.
1944. How old would you have been?
You would have been 10.
Well, about 10. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I was born in 35.
Yep. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And then we moved those other places, and then we ended up when Dad bought the farm. I was, about 10.
So your dad was buying the farm around the time when, like, World War II started. Was that, like, an
That's
issue
right.
at all for him?
My brother. My brother was.
Your brother was conscripted?
He was, yeah. He went to the service. He never got out of the States, though.
Really? Hello. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Maine, stationed in Maine.
Gotcha. That's cool.
Hi.
It's good that he never made it out of the U.S. I know it was a really horrible time overseas right then.
It was. Yes, because it broke Dad's heart that he was going that far.
Yeah, I know it.
I had three older brothers and me and my younger brother.
So did only one of your brothers end up joining?
He was drafted.
Drafted, gotcha.
He was drafted. None of the other ones.
The oldest was that your brother oldest had, brother?
No, next to the oldest.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. My oldest brother basically didn't pass. And my third brother was, just wasn't time. There was,
he missed.
And then my youngest brother, he got hurt with riding horses. He got hurt with, broke his arm, and he was considered not available.
So. Gotcha. Okay.
Just only one brother was in the service.
How long was he in the service for?
Oh, I don't know, about 3 or 4 years.
So the whole war.
Yeah. He didn't have to fight.
Gotcha.
Training.
He trained for it. Yeah.
Grams was saying he was stationed up in Maine.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for their free time, they sold lobster.
That's fun.
Yeah.
All right. I love that.
Yeah. Well, so how was that growing up in like wartime? Was that kind of like scary?
It was real for my parents. I'm sure it was. I was a little young, but
right
to make a big difference. But we've done fine.
Yeah.
We were never hungry, never without clothing.
Oh, yeah, because you guys knew how to cook and sew all of that.
Right.
Yeah. Who taught me how to sew and bake and cook and got it all from you.
Yeah.
One time I yelled at a teacher because she, did I tell you about this? One time when we were in, what class was it? They call it facts now, but what did it used
home
to be
ed?
Called? Home ec.
Yeah, family and consumer science.
Yeah. Right. We were there and her name was Miss Otto and she was teaching us how to sew on a button. And I did not do it how she was trying to teach me. I did it how you taught me. And she came in and she was like, "Em, that's not how you do it." I'm like, "Well, that's how my grams taught me how to do it, so that's how I'm gonna do it."
I said, "My grams is perfect."
She failed me. She failed me. I did not pass my button sewing class.
Your button unit.
Exactly.
I can see you doing that.
Anyway, yeah, grams taught me everything I know.
That's awesome. Oh. That makes it really special.
Yes.
You missed it earlier. She said it was her favorite.
Ooh, is it on recording? Let them know.
It is. I'm putting it in the episode. It's on recording. Argue with me that I'm the favorite.
Well, somebody's
got to be the favorite. It just so happens that I'm the best one.
It just Sorry. Happens to be M.
Sorry, guys.
That's cute. I love that.
Yeah, we've had fun. I've been here for almost a week now. We've been having fun.
Has that been nice, getting to spend some time together, catch up?
Yeah, I know. I haven't been here since, like, March, I think. Right?
That's something like that, yeah. So, you don't come often enough, and you don't stay long enough.
Don't call me out like this, Grant.
This is also on recording. I gotta cut it, guys. I gotta bounce a little bit early. I hate to do it. They're making me be in a class for my job.
That's all right. We'll let you go and we'll end the episode.
Okay, perfect. Yay. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of it at all. It was so nice getting to talk to you.
I'm glad you're able to hop on. All right, so Kate's gotta go. So we'll finish out without her. So
yeah, sorry, real quick. I just wanted to say hi.
It was nice talking to you.
It was so nice talking to you. Sorry I couldn't get more questions out, but it was so lovely what you did answer.
Oh.
All right. We'll do it again.
Yes, please. That would be fantastic. All right.
All right, we'll let you get to your class. Love
Thanks.
You.
Thanks. Bye, party people. Love you guys. Bye. Bye.
Okay, we're just going to end it real fast. You just got a second. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for coming on and talking to us. Did you have fun? Did you have the best time ever?
I had the best time
okay.
ever.
Okay. Good.
It was lots of fun.
Good, good. Okay. Well.
Anytime that we can talk and laugh, we're having fun.
Good. All right. Well, we'll do it again. We'll do this again. All right. I love you.
I'll be ready for you next time.
Good.
I love you so much.
I love you more. Oh. Ooh, I love you more. All right. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We will catch you right back here next week for some more Spooky Ookie Tales.
Listen, I know my Gigi's a freak. I just don't want to be a part of it.